USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's longest war has come to a close.
That's how Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin opened a Pentagon briefing on Wednesday. Austin saying the 20-year conflict has taken a deep toll on the United States. He praised the massive evacuation operation at the Kabul airport and said U.S. troops were tireless, fearless, and selfless. Austin speaking there as House Republicans are calling for a hearing regarding the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Florida Congressman Brian Mast, who lost both legs in Afghanistan, says President Biden needs to explain why he didn't bring every American and interpreter home.
He said, we will get every American out. We will get everyone out. And then they backtracked on that and said, no, we're going to be intimidated by these terrorists at every step along the way.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
About 6 in 10 voters believe the country has gone pretty seriously off track as President Biden faces a wave of criticism over his handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. That's according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll released on Wednesday. The study, conducted from Saturday to Monday, found that 61% of respondents believe the country is on the wrong track, compared to just 39% who say the country is going in the right direction. The survey also found a record low overall approval rating for Biden at 47%, with 49% saying they disapproved of the president's job performance overall. Northern California's Caldor Fire is now threatening 34,000 more structures and has turned a popular resort city into a ghost town. Everyone has left the city of South Lake Tahoe under mandatory evacuation orders that moved out 53,000 people. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Folks in Louisiana are still dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Ida.
The cleanup from Hurricane Ida continues in Louisiana even as a million people are still without power, and suppliers say it may take weeks to restore electricity to some areas. Senator Bill Cassidy says that's the biggest need in his state right now. The Louisiana Republican tells CBS News that the situation will remain desperate until power returns.
They need electricity. We have a million people without electricity. All of Orleans, Jefferson Parish, St. Bernard, and Plaquemine. Imagine you are a patient who relies upon home oxygen, and you've got a generator, but you can't get gasoline for your generator because the gas station doesn't have electricity to pump the gas. There's also the places that have flooded down in the Fouche, Terrebonne Parish, St. John's, and others. Obviously, your home's flooded. You need a place to stay. So the focal points, if you will, the areas with wind and flood damage, but also the areas in which electricity has been knocked out.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are defending comments made by the team's head coach about coronavirus vaccines. Urban Meyer saying he and the general manager considered a player's vaccination status when finalizing the roster. This comes after the NFL Players Association said that they would be opening an investigation into Meyer's comments. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.